Great.
Hey guys, welcome back. It is our 50th fucking episode. Dog. Can you believe that?
Now it sounds like we should be lit. No, I'm talking about the stuff we brought up.
Right. On the That's list. What I was thinking. Like,
God damn it.
This is our last one. I want to have fun.
Well, what are we going to talk about, Kim?
I don't know.
See? Damn it.
I know. We need to start coming up more cheers.
And it's crazy. Like, yeah, we had topics this time because we always talk about how we're going to come in prepared and have a topic.
Right.
We have them. And then I'll be like, damn, we're not even in that space no more. We like, at the time, it was a good conversation. Damn it. We might as well just start recording the actual conversation we're having. In that moment.
Yeah.
So at least the good conversation can just be saved. And we can probably like upload them as like
mini.
I don't know what they're going to be called, but mini something.
I see your thinking, Watley.
Yes. That way while we in the moment, we talking about whatever it is we talking about.
Right.
It's fitting and, you know, it's genuine.
We also need to know one of those lighter videos. I mean, not about lighter, but the car the Instagram videos. TV.
Yeah.
I love our car videos. Because the one we were in.
Oh, we could at least do one of Burrito Gathering.
We could have.
Well, I guess it wasn't in the car, but it wasn't somewhere.
Or like outside. I mean, we could have done it before all the people got there last time we went. But speaking of Watley, I wanted to call you Nicole so bad.
Oh, nobody ever does that.
Ah, that's what I wanted to do.
Girl, everybody middle name is Nicole.
Shake shit up. Is it?
A lot of people have a middle name, Nicole and Marie.
Marie. Huh. My cousin's middle name is actually Monique.
That is wild to me. I think it's probably.
It just rolls off the tongue. And where does Kitty get Nicole from? Who's Nicole?
I think she said my daddy came up with my whole name. So there's that. I think she was like, what you want to name her? He's like, Monique Nicole.
Well, that's pretty easy.
And then Marie came because her middle name was Marie. So she gave it to Dominique.
Oh. You're trying to pick off this liner.
Girl, and it's so satisfying.
Magento.
Fuck these eyes. I'm so mad. Have you still not seen that contact commercial?
No.
I don't know. I'm trying to do a company. We could just look it up. Because, Kim, when I tell you, I was in the car dying.
Let me see. Now I want to go look it up.
We have to find
You seen it on Hulu? Because I feel like that's where.
First heard it on the radio, and then I actually saw it.
The radio!
On Hulu. Right. I love it. I got to go seek with my contact. It's
like, oh, my God. Hulu be having some good commercials. It's this one commercial where this lady on there. I think it's like a napkin commercial, too. But she's like in the kitchen making sloppy joes or something like that. And at the end of it, you could tell she's at like a garden party. And she's like, oh, Deborah, no, I'm not drinking. And she runs outside with a drink in her hand.
What?
Yeah, you could tell she's very clearly about to get drunk. I just love it so much.
First of all, it's that I'm not drinking.
It's like, no, I'm not drinking with the drink in her hand.
Me, last night.
Well, I just tried to find how to go seeking contacts, so I think that's going to be a deeper search than,
How to go seek contact commercial.
Oh, that would be
cool. Go Gadget Spy Watch.
Oh.
Da-da-da-da-da.
What a great movie.
I'm sure I had it on VHS in the house somewhere. Damn, I'm a legal
throwback.
They had a cartoon at all.
Did. Inspector Gadget.
Oh, my God. Do-do. I feel so old. Last night, you know, we at the party, and the DJ was like, oh, yeah, we're going to take it back. I think he's going to play something like old school. This man started playing songs that I'm like, wait, this is considered old. Wait. Oh, wait a minute.
So we are getting up there, so there's that.
I was like, this is old school now?
Right.
I guess because if it was at Camille's birthday party, he played that. That's going to sound like, I don't know, freaking Beverly Mays to her.
Oh, no.
It's old to her. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Think about how old Swag Surfer is.
I mean, yeah.
So we go to a kid's party, bust out with Swag Surfing. So, the kids would be like, what are y'all doing?
Did they play something, from the early 2000s?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it was. I know it was some shit we used to listen to at FAMU. That's why I'm like, damn, that shit was yesterday. But I guess not, bitch. I think I can't remember who pointed out, but it was like, yeah, what year did you graduate? I was like, 2016. Something I was saying. No, I'm lying. I was getting my makeup done. The girl was like, she graduated. She's turning 25. And I was like, wait, you didn't graduate the year after me? She was like, no. And I was like, what?
In high school?
In high school. What class did she say she was in?
Well, first of all, you're 28. So.
That's why I was like, wait, she's only turning 25?
She's like 3 years after you. So what, 2000 what?
And I'm 27. 15? Shut up, Kim.
You're about to be 28 in like 2 weeks, so don't even. As far as I'm concerned. 3/4
right now, so please.
3/4? Sweetie, you're 14 days out. Oh, not even, you're like a week and a half. Do not. It's okay. Just be right.
I'm not quite there yet. Look, I'm 27 and 7/8 right now.
15, 16th.
I am not ashamed of my age, though. I will say that. Good. I don't think I'm ashamed. Because I know there are people that are older than me. Because, like, the girls last night, they turned 30. And that did not, I didn't register. I'm like, 30? 30. This ain't 30th birthday. 30.
I don't even like to think about it. Why? I don't know. Because
it's creeping up on us.
30, it's not like, you know, this was something when people was like, do it hurt?
Funniest joke.
It don't hurt, but I'm scared.
Yeah, my birthday, April 7th. And the girl who did my makeup yesterday, she pointed out, she's like, remember Mo, last year around our birthday, we couldn't do shit.
Nothing.
Bitch couldn't even really go to, well, we couldn't go to Walmart. Like, that's the only thing that was probably open.
Nothing.
Everything else was closed. Couldn't even go walk around the mall.
God forbid you actually had something planned.
Ooh, like a trip or something for real. Ugh. She was like, I don't even think I left the house on my birthday last year. And I was like, damn. I left, but it was just go up the street to Granny house to, you know, eat cake.
Oh.
Very sad time. Very sad.
But in our life no more. You know, we out here. Speaking of birthdays, it's my best friend's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, guys, it's Amin's birthday. He's 27 today. We're in our late 20s. Thanks so much. Don't like it. I told you kind of the other day, she's talking about, what are you, 24, 25? I said, I'm 26. She was like, what? You about to be 30. Okay. Ain't nobody ask you to do all that.
Say all of that.
Thanks so much.
Who's I think with this bad situation we was talking about, I was like, that man finna be 30. Because I think last year turned 29. We was like, wait a minute, 30? Mm-hmm. You're old.
I was freaking out when, you had posted Chris a funny story and Camille was giving him a birthday lick.
Oh, a lot.
Yes. And I was like, 29? Oh, my God.
He's going to be 30 next year.
Yes, just like Kiara and all of them. I got like three cousins who are all going to be 30 next year.
Daddy old. Oh, what if I just old man?
Don't do that.
And I got to tease him for real. So we're going to get into these topics.
I guess we got to because we had nothing else.
We're going to keep ranting if we don't. What's this video? What's this magazine down here?
Void. I don't know what issue that is.
Are those soda cans?
Maybe spray paint cans. I think. Yeah.
I kept looking down. Okay, so I think we should start off at random. Kids expressing themselves.
We did talk about that a little bit. Was that last week? I guess it was.
I thought we talked about it before.
Because we talked about Lil Mama. And
that's where it came from. Okay, I was about to say, how did we get here?
Because y'all don't respect kids.
Bless it.
But no, we do need to allow children. And we talked about that before, you know, on the podcast. We were talking about, you definitely told the story about Jay-Z and Blue Ivy. And how, you know, you try to let your children get their feelings out. Because children, first of all, children have the most feelings.
They do.
They don't know what's going on. And they only have their feelings to depend on because they can't think through situations. Like, they're just not at that stage. So, they just know how things make them feel.
Yes. And is it disrespect? I'm going to say no. You know, I guess delivery is what's going to play a big part in that. But you telling me how you feel, how could I really sit here and be mad at you?
Right.
Telling me that you're upset because X, Y, and Z happened or because I did X, Y, and Z to you. She's like, Blue, I didn't like the way you said what you said to me. And he would have been like, shut up. Like, da-da-da-da. You won't take it out if I give it. And it's like, well, wait a minute.
And they used to do that.
Yes, really do that. Still to this day.
Yes, they really like, did that.
I can't express myself to you.
But then that leads to, like we said, a cycle. Because then you weren't able to express yourself. You feel like, I'm not supposed to be able to do that either. Like, right. How dare you express yourself? I was never able to do that.
Right.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. Right. Like, that's
a new day and age. Please let me tell you how I feel without being offended or upset. I wonder if he did snap on her. Is it more so a thing where he just kind of felt like, I guess, like a bad dad? So it kind of made him be offended? Like, why do they consider it disrespect?
My thing is because why would you question me? I'm the adult and I know everything, or I know more than you. That's what it always gave me.
Like a pride.
Yeah, like because adults don't really like to be people don't like to be corrected in general.
Right.
So especially like people don't like to be corrected by somebody younger than them.
Especially they did right and you're absolutely wrong.
Because what you gonna do? Like how you like just like you said, how you gonna get mad because I'm telling you how I feel? If you don't care, just say that.
Like, come and let my ass have. Like, oh, mommy, I was right. You were wrong. Oh. Oh, okay. Who sent her?
She's you. I was right. Wait, what was she talking about?
Anything. It'll be anything. If we talk about her food, if I just got food in my way, oh, Camille, be careful. It's hot. No, mommy, it's not hot. She's going to eat it. See, mommy, I told you it wasn't hot. I was right. You were wrong. Shut up, Camille. Just shut up. I'm trying to get out the habit. Shut up. It's not nice. It's not nice. No matter how you spin it, the tone you say it, shut up, it's just not nice.
Now I feel bad because I told you to shut up when you got a
fucking 5-year-old to shut up.
You were being rude.
Hello?
Hello?
You were being rude. I told you to shut up. What the fuck?
Also, she's fine.
Right. Got to stop letting the 5-year-old get enough skin, guys.
Come here and say, mommy, are you jealous?
Girl, just be pushing my buttons. And at this point, okay. Now you really got to shut up.
When I need a good laugh, I think about that because I was like, wait. Because I remember you saying that on, it was either near the Birthday Bash episode or near that episode where you was like, Camille's the only person I get under my skin. And I didn't quite understand what you meant by that at the time, but I get it now.
Pushes me
to the edge.
Jesus. And because I think you brought up Lil Mama, that's how we started talking about kids and not adults who are not used to support. Yeah. So when they see it, they don't necessarily know how to respond to it because it's very much foreign to them.
And you're very much trying to pass that on to others. Like, again, it's not my fault that you didn't have things, but you should be trying to give what you didn't have.
Correct. Because like you said, people grow up, oh, I could never do that to my parents. I could never say this to my parents. You should reevaluate that.
Yeah,
right.
You should have.
Imagine what could have been different had you would have, you know, expressed yourself or told your parents.
Said something. Exactly. At least when you're an adult, like, damn, we're adults. Like, can't, like, I just feel like once you get to a stage, because, I mean, I feel like our generation of parents definitely did that to us. Like, ma'am. And so I feel like once you get to an adulthood and you tell them, you're finally able to tell them, well, I didn't like how you said that to me.
What I was speaking of, like, in adulthood and, like, trying to go back to your parents, talking about something they might have did back when you was 5 or 10.
Right.
I wonder, how do they feel about it? They feel like, girl, that was forever ago. Shut up. Like, leave me alone. Or is it kind of like, well, I remember at the time I was doing this, or maybe I felt this. Like, yeah, I wonder how the conversation would go. I appreciate that.
Please, give me something. Like, don't just be like, oh, it's don't so brush long ago. Oh, you were a child. Because, bitch. I understand, like, children's attention spans are very short. We don't have very many memories from our childhood, you know. And if the ones we do have are a little hazy. But, bitch, don't be trying to act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to act like it didn't happen. I don't like that. Because now you're trying to call me crazy.
Kim, what was it? It was a wall sign or something?
When I tell you, I really wish I had, like, photos. And that's the thing. We got so many photos from that era. But no photos of our, like, actual bedrooms. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. They painted her whole name and I just got my first initial. What blows me is that everybody swears, and I know none of you bitches know. Everybody swear up and down that I'm wrong, and I know that none of y'all even remember, for real. Because who was in my bedroom but me? Ugh. And now I can't even talk about it.
They try to play my girls.
Because they really try to play me. They really try to play me. And ain't nothing worse.
Please don't let nobody find a picture and Kim not right. Because then you can be like, damn, Kim, you was kind of crazy. No, I'm just kidding. But
if I'm not right, I would be like, you know what? Okay, fine. I must have made up that whole trauma. I must have made all of that up. But it don't matter because I know I'm right.
That's like me saying, I had a SpongeBob room. I had a SpongeBob room. Everybody around me like, no, you didn't. You had Barbie. I'm like, bitch, I had
a SpongeBob room. Tell me what I had.
Right. So I feel you, Kim.
And I've been in her room, so I know what she had. Like, don't try to fucking play me.
But it's crazy. The little things like that, like little stuff you remember from your childhood, you try to bring it back up, and it's like, that didn't happen. Or that's not what it was. I remember you having X, Y, and Z.
So y'all want to fight in here today is what y'all are telling me.
I remember Dominique getting 2 scoops, and I only got one.
Imagine that being your villain origin story, and nobody remembers. I'm like, all this shit.
I'm like, all this shit over. Y'all not going to play me.
Like, nobody remembers, so I'm crazy is what y'all telling me.
Did y'all get into cahoots and be like, do not agree with Kimberly on this because...
Low-key, I'm starting to think that's what happened because how dare y'all. Oh, I wish I had photos of the room back then.
Back then, did we have cameras?
We did, but they were horrible. Ooh. Or did we? I don't even know. I'll take that back. It was like 2005.
Damn, 2005.
Did the Razor have a camera?
Did it?
It definitely had to, right?
I'm assuming it did. I remember the little Sprint that phones we had cameras. So I'm assuming my Razor had a camera.
Okay.
Yeah, the phones was cool because they were so fucking thin.
They were so... I wanted that phone so bad.
I wanted that pink one real bad. And then my friends I remember Jaquan Bia, they had it. And rich. I'm like, just add, because at the time, I didn't realize, okay, you added somebody to the phone line, probably got a free phone. Like, now I'm thinking back to them times. Was promotion still like a thing back then?
I have no... Or
were their parents like just buying these phones flat out? And again, how much were these fucking phones?
No, that had to be back during the $200. That's just the number that stuck in my head. But the two-year contract. It had to be back in those days where you get a phone for $50 with your little two-year contract.
But how much was a Motorola Razr?
I do not remember.
That's something I got to look up. Please. Because maybe they were just buying the phones out. What if the phone was $150? Maybe then that might have felt like a lot. But
I know, right? That's the gag. Now, then that would have felt like a whole lot of money because nobody was buying me a Razr. My auntie had one and it was so cool.
Because how much is the phone? How much? Price. Thank you. Tell me how much it was. Nobody got nothing. First of all, $0.
It's surprising to see like how hard it is. Because I did that. I tried to figure out how much were CD players when they first came out. That is so hard to find.
Right. Like, just tell me how much it is. No, first of all, nobody got a price. Somebody's selling it for $1,500. I'm sorry.
Listen, they're trying to package up that nostalgia and sell it right back to you, baby. Because I honestly, I would like a Razr phone that turns on. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's a new one. I guess they, okay. This
actually they did start coming out with new razors. $1,500? Is that how much they are?
I guess it is new shit.
Oh, no, but see.
It's me that low-key do want a flip phone. That should look cool.
There is, Samsung got a flip phone coming out. That kind of just looks like their regular phone, just cut in half.
It's $900.
No, thanks.
Fuck it. And they came out with that big-ass phone that had the flip situation. Mm-hmm. Ooh, bless it. Apple, don't even, just, please. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do next. First of all, they already went back to that square, what is that, like, square boxy
design?
That's
my favorite design. I love it.
Y'all could just kept this. Like, kept the same design. They could. Y'all run out of ideas, just say that.
They are.
Girl. The fact that I still don't have an iPhone 12.
You don't. I told you I kind of want to upgrade my phone, but I'm trying to see how long I can go.
And I told you my phone's going to be paid off, so then what am I going to do after that? I'm going to be feeling like you, because now your phone is paid off, but you want to get a new phone.
Mm-hmm. Soon.
But Kim has the last of the Mohicans.
Yes, indeed. But I just feel like this phone, I can tell I've had it for a while. It's like, doesn't hold as much of a charge. It's a little slower. So, Apple, y'all got me fucked up, but if I got to buy another one, I got to buy another one.
What do you think they're going to do with the 13? I saw a pink version, and I hope that shit is real.
Because did they get rid of the rose gold?
Did they have it for this last one? I don't remember.
They played you with the gift cards.
They did. And I was in the store. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to get the iPhone 12 shot. We don't have that. What are you talking about? Why? What else would they be alive here?
What are you talking about?
I got to stop saying rude.
It's the way you say it. It is such a rude. It is such a rude question because it's like it makes people feel so dumb.
It makes you feel dumb.
Like,
what am I talking about? What are you? Is she trying to say I'm not right? I gotta stop. It's me. I have to evaluate the things I'm saying to people. Okay, shut up. It's on the list. What are you talking about? And definitely go to hell. Remember I told you I first said go to hell. To what's the name?
Yes.
And I guess it was still fresh at the time for him. And he was like, that's so rude. And I was like, oh God.
When you think about it, it's like we get so desensitized to some of this stuff that you forget that it's rude. Like, it's actually rude to tell somebody to go to hell. That's actually not nice.
I said in the group chat and Granny was in there. I know she probably saw it. I was like, oh my God.
You told me I said to go to hell. And Granny was looking like,
first of all, it's so rude. That is so rude. It is about rude. 5 years ago, if somebody would have first said that, it would have been like, that is crazy. Go to hell. And I just say it like, you know, somebody knocks them over. Girl, go to hell. Why do I just say it like it's so casual? What is wrong with me?
Even though it is like a really good, it's just so concise. It lets you know exactly how I feel. You can get loud with it. You can be very quiet like you are most of the time.
It's me that I love saying when somebody give out a ridiculous price. Like that phone we just saw. Go to hell. Oh, we don't have any more crab cake. Oh, bitch, we was at Olive Garden. Like, oh, we don't have any calamari today. Go to hell. Rude as fuck.
It was that, and I had it here. That was so funny. Cause
has that died down?
A little bit. But I just always think of that meme that was like, keep saying, you made it here, God. I'm going
to
call your ass.
That's why I stopped. I was like, oh, shit.
Woo,
I don't need God to call me.
So funny.
Because I got the wet-ass statement out, and I think at one point when that meme came out, I was like, let me slow down on that shit.
I hate it here.
I just say it so much. Even what's his name was like, all right now, you keep saying
right.
That. Now I'm gonna be self-conscious about saying it. Y'all be ruining this stuff for me.
Right.
What's another one, Kim?
I'm just trying to be funny.
I'm ready to get the fuck ASAP.
ASAP. And you know, it's so funny because, again, she was talking to her child. Like, if we really be quoting that, like she wasn't arguing hard now with her offspring.
First of all, imagine having a mama like that.
Ugh. Where she in your parent. Face, girl.
And, like, you really want to fight
me. You want to fight me. You know?
You're a child. What Jordan said, your flesh and blood, your child. How you even muscle up the energy to sit here and get up in your girl, raggy ass Jody.
Raggy ass Jody. You are not a baby anymore. Okay, but anyway, yes, like how do you talking to your child like a bitch off the street?
How you get
you had her in the delivery room, you looked into her eyes. Oh, I hope you did. Maybe she never cared about black children.
Girl, maybe. Based on that, I could honestly be like, well, I guess she probably never did.
Cause I mean she do say she sold her for drugs. So. Oh,
see?
It's one of those kinds of relationships. And, like, honestly, imagine how betrayed you would feel. The one person who's supposed to be, like, taking care of you, making sure you're straight, right. The one who provides everything for you, hates your guts, or doesn't want to do this, or didn't mean to have you, like...
Oh. I love how calm China was, because probably to her, that's probably like a regular Tuesday. Look at this bitch acting crazy again.
Ooh, trauma response.
Oh, my God. What do you say to that?
And literally told her, like, I'm breaking the cycle. Like, we're not going through this. My kid's not going through this.
What part of that episode was she like cut the cameras dead ass? Was Was that what she was arguing with the same friend? Episode.
Maybe that was a different episode.
Probably. Okay. Because I know that clip came from when she was arguing with her best friend or arguing with the mama.
She has some good clips from that show, now that I think about it. Hello. And that's a... How long were we saying that?
That really could have been on your cake.
It could have. Oh, my God. If I would have seen... Let's talk about some embezzled money. I would have fell out. Oh, next year. This year.
Please be funny this year. Oh. I need that to still be funny. What I love is the little meme calendars that they be keeping up with.
Yes!
Who was in January?
It was the Capitol riots.
Okay, in February.
I think it was Gorilla Glue. Or maybe that... No, because it's March now.
Was Bernie Sanders not on the list at some point? What was that?
That was January, too. So some people put that there, too. Okay. I loved Mittens Bernie. Oh, my God.
I know. The last two things I remember is the Kurt Franklin and the Gorilla Glue Girl. Whichever one came first. Girl, they put his ass on there. First of all, I hadn't even heard the whole video. Just a couple clips here and there. But the whole video, no, I have not heard it.
I don't even think I heard, like... I heard, like, one clip. And I was like, ooh, I don't need that anymore.
Oh, he was going in.
Oh, your child! How did you get to a place? Where you was really trying to box your child in adulthood. Like, okay, teenagers are rude and disrespectful.
Was it a teenager or was it a grown-ass man?
No, they were, that's what I'm getting to. Like, teenagers, I can understand because they're disrespectful. But grown people, like, y'all not at a level where, like, oh, God, it just makes me so sad to see.
What they did to make, get under your skin so bad that you, like, ready to box. And, like...
Right, this is your child.
Cuss they ass out. And then how you feel about the child even recording it and then posting it.
Because now your image is, you know, tarnished. Right.
And you wanted me to be nailed to the cross very much. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. You wanted me to go down.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of celebrity kids do that. Because they know, like, that's a good way to...
Especially Kurt Franklin, somebody who, you know, preaches the gospel and all this here. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I'm trying to think who else did some shit like that. I was thinking of it.
Your kids nice. Look, they will. And you get old and they start cussing your ass out. You wonder, why do you hate me? Because you were awful.
You were awful to me. You raggedy. That's so rude.
But sometimes it gotta be like that.
What if I can't open this Coke?
Yep. Oh, you got it.
Maybe that was a sign. I started to stop and get a donut, but they did so. I can't think about that nasty ass drink. And somebody, did you send it to me?
I cannot believe
everybody said it was nasty.
Yes, she was like, however much money y'all spent on it, something wasted. And I was like, oh no, Mo didn't like it either, so maybe it's just not good.
And it's me like, hell, I'm gonna get the strawberry. That's probably basic. You know, let me just try something different. I'm hoping it's just that flavor. If I go ever try a strawberry one, I'm hoping it's like amazing.
Yeah. Because
they gotta really redeem themselves for that.
Good. This ain't even sweet. What's going on?
You know, I didn't really start drinking Coke until last year at your house when we went to Whataburger.
Oh.
I didn't get a drink, but they had a drink and I had.
Yeah, and you were sipping on it like it was the last thing you'll ever drink in your life.
This is amazing. Yeah.
You were laid out on the couch. First of all, you were so annoying that night. You were laid out on the couch sipping on that shit like it was the last thing.
I was like, can you ask him to bring me that drink? Can you ask him to bring me the fry? We was drinking the Crown Peach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up, kid. That was a shot. Had
Snapple.
Oh my God, we had Chaser. Mm-hmm. When did I get that?
You bought it, didn't you?
Okay. I know my daddy brought it to me.
I was going to say that too, maybe.
Damn. Good time. Them memories, matter of fact, came up today.
They did?
When I was getting dressed and crimping my hair and riding and all that. That shit came up today. So I'm guessing that shit was today.
Ain't no way.
That's what I said, but maybe I posted it the day after.
Maybe.
But no, it was, Kim, don't even get on Snapchat. Snapchat don't lie to me.
Ain't no way.
The memories came up and I was like, damn, that was today? That was a good ass day. I remember just being extra happy.
We know.
Shut up, Kim. But it's me in the car. It say, you know, March. Yeah, because the little time step don't lie.
Yeah,
March 28th.
Dang, that was, I mean, it's birthday?
Now I'm like, wait. But no, it's no way I would have been able to do them videos and put this timestamp for that date on it.
I believe you.
I guess it was.
I don't remember it being his birthday.
We had a whole social on his birthday. Where was he?
You know what?
Was he out of town?
Instagram. No. It was COVID. Where was everybody at?
Oh, that's probably why. Okay, maybe that's... I'm trying to explain why he wasn't celebrating.
Yeah. That's what COVID. It was, yeah.
Kim, it was... First of all, we had to convince you to even let us all come over. So, yeah.
I wasn't with it. Yep, because it's literally showing me what I posted this day a year ago, and it was all his birthday stuff.
Everybody was like in the house, except us, because clearly.
Oh, this is 3 years ago. This is 2018.
Okay.
Get well soon,
trash-ass niggas. What else is this? Raggedy.
What's up?
Talk Parents later. Think children are property.
Parents do...
I'm like, that's Kim's topic right there.
Oh, my God. Listen, tell him, Kim. I love you, mother, but she really felt like I was her personal doll. Ma'am. I'm a person.
Wait, doll, in a good way? Like, dress you up? Type.
Like, that too. Like, just, I really feel like, when people say your parents are trying to live vicariously through you, yeah. You can't do that to your children. You can't do that to your children. So Camille, you don't want to go to FAMU. You can't get mad at her for that. You can't, because I'm not your little pet project, okay? I'm a person with my own thoughts, feelings, and desires.
Wait, is she telling me she don't want to go to FAMU because she want to go to UF or she want to go to BCC?
Does it matter? Okay.
Because, I mean, if you tell me you don't want to go to FAMU because you don't want to go to college, that's a different conversation. But if you tell me you don't want to go to FAMU because you want to go to BCC or because you want to go
she wants to go UF to or wherever school. The fuck else. She wants to go somewhere else.
We'll have to talk, because you got to really explain to me, like, really explain to Mom, your mother. You know,
FAMU just never really appealed to me. It's just not really where I want to be. I kind of want to do this.
Like, well, you know you went here, right? You already got a couple credits.
And that's cute for you. That's cute for you, Mom. I'm sure, you know, the sentimental values of carrying me around the campus are great. But I want to go over to, you know, I want to go over to UF. So if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
See? You can't be like that.
And I will.
You don't own these kids. But I really do, like I said, I really do feel like parents feel like, you know, because, I mean, when a child is so young, you control everything about their life. You do control what they wear, what they eat, what they watch, all that.
Yeah.
So I understand why you feel like, you know, this person is mine. I'm responsible for this life. But it comes a time where I'm no longer like your pet. Like, I'm a person. And you can't just make me do things because, you know, you want me to do them. It has no benefit for me. It does nothing for me. You just want to see me dance. I don't like that.
Oh, bless
you. I don't like it. I don't like that. My mom used to do that a lot. Put me on the spot. Make me perform for people. Make me do stuff.
Puppet. Okay. Puppet.
I'm not a doll. Stop it. But you can never say that to her because, you know.
You don't parent too.
Mamas feelings. Get very defensive.
Do the little dance. Wu-Tang, sticking it in, bro. But see, it's different me because, you know, a bitch like me like to perform. So
and that's not, see, if that's you, then that's cool, but that's not me.
Right,
Mom,
right.
You need to pick up on that. You need to pick up on the fact that I don't like it. You clearly see I hate this and will still make me do it just because you want
to. I got to think about it from that perspective, because we was a child that loved to dance. He was always doing the TikTok dances. Of course, your parents would be like, get up here and do that TikTok dance. I do it to Camille now because that's all she want to do. So, but if your child hates dancing,
and you
why
know that, you
are
know
you?
How your child is. You know that.
Oh, good point, Kim.
Why you keep putting a child on the spot? Why are you torturing them?
Why? We was talking about the other day, because we was talking about, like, how, you know, it's on the list. We'll get to it eventually.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Well, yeah.
That's
funny. I just don't like that. Please don't do that to Yaki.
I was thinking more so on the whole, because, you know, like, how you saying, don't let your kids try to live through you, like, what, by curiosity, what have you said it? Girl, and, you know, I want the family to be a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. That didn't pan out. So, in my mind, I want Camille to be a pharmacist, right? But if she get there, she want to be, I don't know, a chemical engineer or a fucking, I don't know, teacher or some shit. I can't be like, well, you know, like, Kim, don't look at me like.
Listen, I get it.
But I think there's a way to, like, coach her through, like, middle school, high school, to kind of be like, oh, he's a pharmacist. You want to go meet this pharmacist? Like, you know, I know plenty of pharmacists now. Yeah. Oh, that's why I love that fucking meme. It said something about, it was something about a conversation two people was having. And one of them was like, yeah, I think I have my child go to this school, like a PWI or something. I don't know what school it was. And it was like, oh, did you look at the family? And she's like, no, I didn't. Da-da-da. She's like, well, do you know anybody that went to this school? And it was like, no. And she was like, well, I know about 7 pharmacists and 5 chemical engineers and this. So you talk about this other school so highly, but you don't know nobody there. You don't, you know, like, you don't have no backup to it. You just, because it sounds good, maybe.
Yeah. Mm.
Bless it. And then she's like, don't play with HBCUs, period.
Yeah. Don't just
we can call up some people right now, Camille, and, you know, get you in there. I already got some mentors, period.
Anyway. But if she tell you she going to FAMU and, Mom, I don't want to be a pharmacist.
That's fine. At least she going. I can take that. I don't miss it. I ain't got to pick your major. I just want to kind of push you in that direction.
The point is that you cannot control these kids.
You can't. You really can't. At what age, people? Though? You know, like you just said, at some point, you make all the decisions, but at another point, it's like,
once kids start to become a little bit more independent, you let Camille make more of her own decisions now, right?
Bless it.
No? Okay.
I try more so for my own sanity. Like, girl, please go get dressed. Or go put on your things like that. We'll just see what she comes up with. My God.
I mean, whether you want to or not, or you do because, you know, you just want to get out of your face or not, you, as she gets older, you do relinquish a little bit more freedom to her so she can do her own thing.
Yes.
And, oh, my God, the amount of times my mama tried to push some shit on me that I could tell that she wanted to do when she was young, or she used to do it when she was young, and it just would excite her so much to see her children. Ugh.
Cannot be this way.
Girl, please. I hate this. That's the thing. It's like, it's not even I feel kind of neutral about this. I hate this. And you just insist. No. No.
So something like, I don't like basketball or softball.
Literally.
Or
literally. Oh, would you play basketball? Ma, I don't play basketball. I don't want to. I don't want to. It's not for me. Well, I played basketball when I was in school and I just did this and I love it so much. I wish she could have seen, because when Kaya got to high school, she did all that. Kaya did all the sports stuff. I really wish she could have got to see that, because please leave me the hell alone.
Leave me alone, ma'am.
Please leave me the hell alone. I don't want to.
I am Kaya.
I like to sit at the desk and draw.
Dominique wasn't with that shit. She cheered, but like, you know, basketball, all that other stuff.
And when I told, no, let me not do that. I ain't gonna do that. We're not gonna do that.
Each child is different. That's what I think parents gotta realize.
Yeah, like, each. You just got Camille to focus on. Praise God. You got two little different personalities to manage. Because right. I know that might have been hard for Kitty. Especially because she's more like you.
Oh, my God. I told you, I said, we probably ran Dominique fucking insane. Between the two of us.
You have my sympathies.
And I didn't, first of all, I'm over here 27 and a half and didn't realize, bitch, we probably drove Dominique fucking nuts.
Nuts.
Her whole life.
Because y'all are so much alike.
Love you, sis. And when, I don't know, I'm trying to think, when did I realize me and Kitty were so much alike? Because I remember...
When she started getting on your nerves.
Come on, my whole life, Kim. So, birth. Okay, got it. Kim!
This is not the mom bashing episode. It's not. I promise it's not. It's not.
But I guess when we started hanging out more and people be seeing us, like, oh, you look just like Kitty. Are you Kitty's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all.
Because you very much are. You don't just look like her. You act just like her.
I personally feel like Dominique looks more like her than I do. I know for a fact I look like Chris Mull, but...
You don't think you look like Kitty?
Not really.
Girl, please.
I don't see.
What are you talking about?
Maybe it's the nose thing. Y'all both have the same nose.
I mean, y'all don't, but everything else is the same, doll.
You think so?
Yes.
Bless you.
Dominique look like her, too, because y'all look like each other. I could definitely tell y'all are sisters, but...
You can?
Yeah.
I don't see that either. Oh, bless it.
But you and Kitty, Carpet, they don't call you Kitty Jr. for nothing. Baby, why do you act so much like the same?
I would never forget my stepdad. He came to town one time, and we was just at our, dinner. I think with what a Safe Harbor? What is that place called? Anyway, unimportant. But we was out there eating, and we just talking, having an adult conversation, which I love that. We had an adult conversation with an adult.
With an adult.
I felt so very much adult. We talk about adult ass shit, bitch. I love it. And I think I said something. He was like, damn, he was like, you sound just like your mom. And I was like, girl, tell me about it.
People tell me that. Kaya said that to me. She was like, you sound like mama. And if Kaya's saying that, then something's going on.
The first thing I asked was, wait, you mean like my voice? Or you mean like my, like what I'm
your cadence, your voice, your tone?
You would know. Okay.
Baby, you sound just like, some stuff you say where you sound just like Kitty.
Everybody say that. At some point in a conversation, everybody says, like, damn, you sound just like your mama.
Woo! The apple did not fall far from the tree.
Y'all have to give me an example. Next time somebody said, I'm going to have to run it back in my head what I said.
Because y'all do got a certain cadence. Not even really everybody in your family, I noticed. It's really just you and Kitty.
Girl, because she... Look, my whole life.
Y'all got like a certain way y'all talk, and it's just...
I wonder if they say that to Dominique, though. Or is she a complete, like, still just different?
She don't sound like Kitty. Not to me. I don't know if anybody else would say that, but she don't sound like Kitty.
How the hell that rub off on me?
How? Kitty really had her twin. Ugh.
Leave me alone. Anyhow, talking about you can always grow up to be out like your parents. Like, what's that, a Progressive commercial? One of them commercials.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Growing up to be your parents.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That shit said the waiter doesn't even know your name. I said, you rude. What they doing? I'm trying to see and think. Who the fuck tells the waitress their name?
Right.
Have I ever done
that? You probably have. You probably have.
I think that's why it's so funny. I don't think I've done that.
No, you haven't. But it would be funny.
Do people like do that though?
I don't know. I don't.
That's why it's funny when I heard it on the commercial. I'm like, they do that?
I will acknowledge you for what your name is, but I'm definitely not going to tell you my name, because why do you need to know that?
Why do you?
And why can you imagine introducing yourself to the waitress? Like, girl, I don't.
Like, she going
to
remember. She got 50 other tables.
Exactly. Well, she might remember the only person that introduced themselves.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
I love that commercial, by the way. They had somebody coming, like, it was a plumber or somebody working on a car or something. It was like, you hired him. He knows what he's doing. You don't have to.
What is it? A car commercial? Car insurance commercial?
It's gotta be a car. Is it? Damn it.
I need you to find the collection of commercials that you think are funny and send them to me. I love a good commercial.
Jesus.
Love Christ. A good funny commercial.
Oh my gosh. Let me get back to this list. It's so funny how we really do turn into our parents, though.
Yeah, because Maya is a little terror. She got Tara's demeanor.
Oh. Do she say certain things and it sounds just like Tara?
No, not really. I think it's because she's so young. Probably when she's older, I'm sure.
Funny how this works. I'm trying to see if there's other people like me, because how did this happen? How did this happen? Do Kitty go places and be like, hey, you sound just like Monique?
No. No, hell no.
But how y'all know she don't sound like me?
Because first of all, she's even had you. So, ain't no... I do like to tell my parents, you know, you cute, you look like me.
She wanted me so bad. She know I'll tell her that real quick. One day I walked in the house, I had on biker shorts. She had on biker shorts. I said, you want to be me so bad.
I love saying that to people. You want to be like me so bad.
The three faces thing. We all have three faces. Oh, you remember God. That? Who we are, who we want to be, and how people see us. How do you think people see you, Kim?
I don't know. Please don't ask
me. It's the cringe in your face.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's a tough question because, one, I can't speak for nobody.
Right. And I can't be concerned with what others think about me.
That is because that's their business.
It
right?
is. It is.
And I love that saying. And my brain still be trying to process it sometimes, but I do love the
what, that's their business?
Yeah. How somebody feels about you is their business, not yours.
Indeed. Not yours.
Or was it their business or is it their problem? It's wild, but I don't know how they phrase it.
I mean, I guess... First of all, black people love business.
Right.
People love saying business. I feel like both apply.
Because you hate my guts. That's
your... Unless you call my mother a bitch, then
right,
that's not okay.
You want to catch... What do you say? You want to catch these hands?
Ma'am, you want these hands?
You want these hands? Who we are. Who we are. Because I think... Do you know who you are?
I think so, yeah.
Who we are. Who we want to be. That's so deep. Because you can't control people to see you.
That's so deep.
It is because you can really see yourself as a strong black woman. Can't nothing get me down. And somebody will be like, this is a weak bitch. She's weak as fuck. And you're like, damn. For real.
I know, yeah. But because I wish I could find that meme, but it was, I just remember that, what did it say exactly? It was like, I just remember that other people have formed like their entire perspective about me. And it's the person like leaning over, throwing up. Oh. It's like, no.
Every time I think of throwing up, me, I think about the girl talking about she overshared. She like covering her mouth. Me, every time.
That meme is funny, too.
Jesus. And you know that one, that thing sitting in the corner and you clean the whole house, the only trash that is.
Why did that hit so, like, that was so...
I was so glad I was able to laugh at it, because the people in them comments, Kim, they was tearing that post up.
Were they?
Yes. What? Why would you put this? This is so... Some people really... Like, it was them type of comments. I was like, are y'all for real? Just laugh and scroll, bitch. Please.
Because it was the smile on that little character's face. It really, like, nestled in the corner. The only trash is me. You gotta share that meme.
It's me. I'll do my meme corner in a second. I love them damn memes. We talked about unconditional versus conditional love.
Did we?
I guess we did. I wrote it down. It's us. Did we?
Oh, well, I think that has something to do with when I sent you that thing that was like, your love for me.
You're
like,
mean.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it.
You gotta read those, Kim.
We do. You the meme, girl.
I have nothing. Raggedy ho.
I have nothing. Messages.
First of all, I've never deleted our text thread.
Never.
How far back? Is Apple gonna let me go? On my computer, I'm sure I can see it all. But like, if I'm on my phone, I wonder how far back. That's a lot of shit, Kim.
It is.
I was talking, I don't think it's ever been deleted probably since I did switch phone. Well, no. All that shit.
I like how you read memes. Here you go.
You like how I read it?
I do.
Someone, I love you, my damaged ass. The love you speak of is conditional. You are only in love with what I present or project to be. And again, it's sifted through another layer of your perspective. You love what you think I am. And when I stop being that, you'll stop loving me.
Indeed.
Imagine somebody give you that speech after you said
so. Right, girl, okay.
God damn, deep asshole. I was just saying. I care about you. We was just at your parents' house, and we talked about saying I love you to each
other. Yes! Oh!
And I was saying I still kind of cringe.
Damn, I was supposed to like catch you off guard. I was supposed to be like, I love you, Mo.
You did. You did say it. I was like, I got quiet because in front is the audience now. I was like,
I really wanted to see like today if you would have said it back.
But on the podcast, yes. Like,
because you love me. I was looking at my like, are y'all serious? Y'all are not serious.
When she pointed out the whole dad thing, I was like, okay, so she done, at least she done thought about it. She's trying to figure out why that is. Me, I don't understand. Because even if I'm on a group chat with Kitty and like Dominique, we got phone Kitty, but I love y'all. Dominique, I love you too. It's me. Y'all all right with me? And then I hang up.
Okay, so we go. This is.
But
most,
they know it's like a joke, but it's also like, is it, y'all all right with me? Is and it, I get off the phone. Is it?
This is Mo's therapy corner. Go ahead and express why you can't tell people you love them.
Granny says it when she called me. She's like, okay, I love you.
That is your grandmother. Why can't you tell us you love us? What's wrong? Who hurt you?
Who hurt me?
Every time I give Casey a kiss or a hug, I love you. I love you. See you later. Love you.
And Camille overdoes it for me. Sometimes I don't know if I believe.
Girl, what?
She just overdoes it. I'm like,
what you talking about?
Why are you saying that?
Because she loves you. And she want to feel love back. Do you say you love her too?
I do. But it's like, all right, girl, you just said it five times. Is it like, do you just like hearing yourself say it, or do you like really? She's five, so it's kind of like, girl,
leave me alone, Kim.
What is wrong with you? Tell us you love us. God, I'm traumatized. I was truly shocked when Kamaya, I said I love you, and she just didn't say
it. How did we get on the subject?
I don't even remember.
It was probably on Modern Family. That's what it was. They probably mentioned it.
Rude bitches. Because Jay can't tell nobody.
He can't. He I don't want to turn into Jay.
People need kisses, hugs.
Oh, Gloria. Gloria.
Kiss your son. He's a mess. Like, what is the problem? Why can't I? This is a real question. Why can't you tell us you love us?
I can. I just cringe when I do.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Does that make you uncomfortable expressing that emotion?
I don't know why that word makes me cringe. Sometimes.
If you're in a relationship, does it, like, because I know you told that man you loved him.
Yeah. But I feel like it was still cringeworthy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we know that you love us, so that's the thing. But at the same time, people need to hear it.
Yeah. Bless y'all hearts dealing with me.
You're going to be canceled.
I don't want to be canceled.
Very soon.
It's so funny. And one day I'm going to catch them off guard on a group chat. They're going to all be like, I love you, love you. I'm going to be like, I love y'all too. And they're going to be like, oh.
Right, like that one time never you wrote everybody's card.
I did.
Well, Christopher did.
Okay, right. You're right.
But that one time you wrote my card, I was shocked. I need you to not be trying to catch people off, you know, guard. I need you to be like.
I love it that way, though. Yeah.
But that makes me feel like, just like you said, Camille, why are you saying it so much? Do you really mean it? That makes me feel like you just get your jollies off of seeing us be surprised, and you don't even really care that
especially we feel love. It's every now and again.
Well, again, Monique's canceled. That might be the title of this Monique's episode. Because what the fuck? What the French toast?
It's been out. We just had our 50th episode?
Yes. Our 50th.
What season are we in?
We're middle-aged. 5.
I know nothing.
4.
4.
5. Yeah, 5.
Kim knows because I don't know nothing.
I have my spreadsheet together.
A whole spreadsheet. My friend is organized, period.
Period.
It's so nice out.
It is a nice day.
One day we're going to do a late night episode.
I hope so because, you know, I come alive in the nighttime.
We're going to have a sleepover. We have a lot of plans.
Yeah, you make all kinds of plans that you don't keep.
Hey.
That you don't have any intentions on keeping.
This is why I be quiet now because right. I don't want nobody to hold me, you know, to nothing. Kim, the bookshelf story. Listen, that was my first lesson.
Honestly, I should have cut you off a long time ago. Why are you still here? Oh, you can have this bookshelf, Kim. You can have it. Oh, thank you. Oh, I need a bookshelf. Thank you so much. Actually, I kind of want to paint it and put it in Camille's room, so no.
Oh, raggedy bitch. My raggedy bitch.
Well, had my heart set on something, now I can't have it.
It's not be quiet.
Now I am starting to.
Somebody was talking about like an event, you know, going somewhere, and my first mind was, oh my God, I'm going to meet y'all there. And I was like, let me just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let you do that.
Let me just shut up.
Because I'm sure you want to. I'm sure you have good intentions.
But in that moment. It was really cute in the moment.
Right. And
and I don't want y'all mad at me because I don't want to show up. Damn, I want to go get tacos or something. It's so nice, Kim.
It is. Look at you looking out the window. Look at my face. Oh, was that our last topic?
It wasn't, but I just want to be happy now. Oh. I was going to run through some memes, but again, like I said, I want to be happy. This is our 50th episode. We've come so far. We come this far.
Oh, I ain't catching that first. Come on, Sunday school song.
Period.
Black people love a double clap.
Hello? It's me reading these memes. Sorry. I don't feel like getting to that. We're happy.
We are.
Happy. Anything else, Kim?
Not really.
Let me double check this list to make sure there's nothing else happy on
here. Double click.
Oh, it was a maybe she's born with it.
Maybe. No, that's just going to piss me off.
Let's not even go there.
I don't even want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Chris brings you there. Damn, I wish I'd look at this costume.
Okay, so who, let me, because I just need to know what kind of bitch you are. Usher or Chris Brown?
Kimberly. I know more Chris Brown songs. I feel like I know more Chris Brown songs. And do I? Wait, I'm going to have to do a side by side.
Because I feel like y'all trying to disrespect Usher, and I don't like that.
It was that one day I drove out to IKEA and I was listening to some old Chris Brown. Mm. I had the best time in that car.
I bet you did.
Oh my fucking God. I was like, oh my God, I remember this song. Oh my God.
It's never. Jesus. What? Take You Down, that is still one of my favorite Christmas
bitch, songs. First of all, Deuces has been ruined for the rest Deuces. Of my life.
Why? Who triggered you?
Tap. Tap. I've never listened to that song the same ever again.
You know what?
What a bitch out.
What kind of life were you living that somebody really dedicated that song to you?
That Herman Tapley. I'm sure we was either on the fritz or we had already broke
so
up.
Corny.
So he used to sing that song just to get under my fucking skin and then be blasting it. I'm like, Tap, go to hell. I wish go to hell was a phrase then because I'd have told that man go to hell all the time. I'm on some new shit and putting my dudes. And you, oh, Kim. If you ever meet this man in person, make him do it because he's going to do this little walking, this deuces thing. Oh my God, I'm going to punch him in the face. I'm going to punch him in the face if you do it. That song is forever ruined. Because when you started singing Say Goodbye, I thought that was a song he'd say, but no, it was fucking deuces. Herman, if you're listening to this, go to hell. And I ain't wearing mesh shirts with you no more. I'm in.
I'm moving on the sun.
I cannot enjoy that song. Damn.
Oh,
and I'm sure that shit would hit right now, but I cannot.
Even the remix, that remix was everything.
Can't even listen. What's the song that was ruined for you?
You regret the day.
Shut up, Kim. When I find another girl. Ooh, not 1 minute. I could call him right now. Bitch, I'll have him. Because I know he'll do a whole show with that goddamn song.
Who knows what I mean? Will I tell the key control free?
Kim, please.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Answer the question. Stop laughing at me.
The song really triggers you. Okay.
It does.
I don't know if I have a song like that.
I'm trying to think if I have another song that was like ruined for me. Oh, Dance For You by Beyonce, but that's only because I was on a dance team and we actually had a routine to it. So,
I mean, you're tired of that.
Whew, I cannot enjoy that song. I actually love that song. First of all, that whole album. Start there, but that song I can't even listen to it.
What album is that on? 4?
Yep.
Yeah, she put her foot in 4.
Bitch, not her. I care.
You was going through it, huh?
That was something.
Who even knew Beyonce was really singing about her life? Baby. Oh, I want to dedicate this episode to Herman Tapley for that laugh.
I'm on some new
shit. It's funny because I used to love that song, especially the remix. And hearing you that you like hate it.
If that song come, I'm changing it, period.
Honestly, because I don't think I've ever had anybody be like, here, bitch, breakup song.
I almost that's the only song anybody's ever like fully dedicated pretty much to me. So I'm like, oh, wow. Great. Do I have a good song?
Right. Anybody had a good song for you?
Yes. Now I don't listen to that shit either because I feel like they left me. So
those are the songs that trigger me. The songs that I used to listen to that I liked. You know, they weren't necessarily bad songs. I really liked them back in the day. And they made me think of you.
And I was so happy. It was the guy on the boat. He played this song. It was like, what's it called? Lucci? What's his name? Lucci is the rapper, right?
Yeah.
He the one who played the song Back Home. Soon as I
go, I never heard it.
I'll make shit up to you, baby. I fell in love with the song. Never heard it. I was like, I love this. And then we stopped talking. So, great.
Oh.
Memory attached to the person I don't talk to anymore.
Well, you can remember the good time.
Damn,
that was funny. Thank y'all. Okay, so,
Kim, please.
I'm sorry. You should have told me that. It's just hearing that he had like a little jig to go with it. Like,
oh, let me do it. Sing it. Sing the chorus or something.
I'm
on some new
shit. Oh, that I'm on some new shit. I'm talking about
this. He'll do this. And I'm like, tell go back here. We in high school, mind you. And he's just in the hallway doing the most. Don't talk to me ever again.
Because he was really trying to make you feel like trash.
And mission accomplished. Bitch, I did. So go to hell, tell.
Oh, God.
I miss high school.
High school was a lot of fun.
Damn. Would you go back? I'm going back.
Hell no, I wouldn't go
I'm
back.
I'm absolutely going back to terrorize everybody who I terrorized at the same exact. Matter of fact, I'm going a little harder. Started with Tap because that fucking song triggered me just now. Who else I'm about? I'm about to lie.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Thank you.
Imagine going back knowing what you know now. Like, nobody else clearly know what you know. What you know, bitch.
Right, and it's just me that know? Well, you can't touch me.
Fuck the schoolwork, bitch. I'm here to torture everyone. I'm just not gonna torture nobody, but that's some shit.
First of all, I'm sure you did that the first time. So
I did. No, so that's why I said it's gonna go 10 times harder this time.
You don't need to go back and do it again.
Oh, bless it.
I'm so happy I never met that Monique. Because you was
the other day, you was like, damn, I wish y'all know that more. I said, I'm glad you did it.
Right. And I was like, you know what? Let me just count my blessings. Because if she's saying that, I trust
we gotta get somebody. And now, next time you're around Dominique or somebody, like, how was Mo back in high school? And let's just see what she says. Wait, don't let me be around. I just want her honest.
No.
No, Dennis, I want to know what she said when I'm not around. Okay, that's okay. What I'm saying. Then. Why am I walking around? I'm so antsy. It's this fucking coat.
I'm just gonna throw it in the trash. Yeah, so apparently Mo was, you know, Satan in her past life.
A little devilish. You know. My ways. Because Kim, at one point, Kim was like, Mo, why do you want to do this? Like, why do you? And I was like, great. She's still trying to figure out why I'm evil and I don't have an answer other than I'm a raggedy bitch. My friend wants to know why I'm evil.
I never knew you thought that.
Yes, and I was so ashamed of myself. I was like, I really don't have no reason. I'm just a nasty bitch.
I mean, you remember?
I feel like I did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. know. I'm just a rude bitch.
Okay. So I don't know what happened, what shifted. Well, actually, I do know. You've told me a million times, but I don't know. I guess I'm grateful shift because. Didn't sound too great.
I will never forget. I ran into my old band coach, Miss Graham. I ran into her at Bath and Body Wash. We stood there and had a long conversation. Mm-hmm. She brought up in high school. She was like, somewhere towards the end of your senior year, or maybe at my the beginning of the senior year, she was like, you just did a complete, like, 180. Like, you turned everything around. Because she knew me from ninth grade all the way up and through. And me and her had always kind of sort of bumped heads. Because, again, and they all knew it. From Kitty on down. Like, everybody just knew I had this toot about myself. So she was like, Monique, I don't know what changed. Da-da-da. I was like, I don't know either. I was about to get a credit to tap, but he can kiss my grits. So I don't know what it was, but I do remember changing.
And it wasn't Camille, so that was after.
Right, this was clearly in high school.
Yeah.
Maybe because I was going to get the fuck.
Maybe. See, now if that's the case, I mean, you could have turned it around. You clearly turned it around deliberately. You could have been in that. So why did you wait so long?
So fun being bad. It feels so good being bad.
Oh no.
That's no fun. I'm turning bad.
No.
Rihanna! I'm going to sit at Apple. That was a good one.
Awful. Damn, so she noticed at the end of your... Wow, that's interesting. You never told me that before.
Yeah, we had a long conversation. Shout out to Miss Graham.
You really turned it around. God bless. Thank God for that.
And then that's how you get around somebody else who know me, like ask them about my attitude, like in high school. Maybe even college. You can probably ask somebody. No, college wasn't that bad.
I mean, didn't they have to do the intervention on you that one time?
Who?
Not intervention, but they had to, like, you felt like it was like
a game. Oh, in college, yeah.
What was I going to say? It was something about, because listen, when I met you, that wasn't, I was shocked to learn everything I learned about you, because just quiet old Monique in the office. But here we are. We have a podcast. It's our 50th episode. We're great friends, best friends, I can say. And it's been a couple of years. And
that made me smile. Thank you, Kim.
Oh. And yeah, it's been a fun ride. I've had a good time. I hope y'all have had a good time listening to us talk. I mean, this isn't the end, but
we've been on a roller coaster.
We have. We've been through a lot. And just
Kim has been through a lot with me, y'all. Yes. From 2017 to 2021.
My dad literally asked me about you yesterday. He was like, "Where did you meet Mo?" And I was like, "At work." Because we're talking about friends. And, of course, you know, all my friends are from school.
He knows me.
Yeah. Middle school, high school, and, I mean, of course I made friends along the way in college or whatever, but you were the next person.
I stuck.
Yeah, stuck like glue.
And, you know, Kitty asked me about you all the time, especially me. I was like, what, Kim? Kim, come.
I love Kitty so much.
Shout out to the parents that know your friends. Right. And like your friends.
Oh. We're going to talk about that after we cut this off.
Oh, yes. We have a lot to discuss after we cut this off. No, I'm just kidding.
But yes, guys, this is our 50th. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, Mo, you got anything?
I'm going to get better.
Yeah, please.
As soon as the podcast go off, bitch, I'm going to be a fucking motor mouth. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Chatty Cathy.
I'm in the chatty seat. Or what did I call it? Chatty chair?
It's a chatty chair.
I'm in the chatty chair. I'm not very chatty today. I keep looking out the window.
She ready to go outside. She's like a puppy.
Right.
Look at that. Want to go outside?
Our dog Zoe, swear to God, you would say outside, that's when she perk up and become like a almost like an instant kid.
They really know what that word means.
And that's how we used to trick her ass. Like, we was finna leave the house, y'all gotta put her in the cage. Come on, so let's go outside. She gonna follow you wherever, cause she heard her outside, and we put her in the cage, and she put her tail down. Like, you poles got me again.
Got me fucked up.
Damn, I miss Zoe.
I love that some people be spelling it out just so their dogs won't know. Like, oh, okay. But yeah, so follow us on socials. On Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Twitter at The Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is HeyPrettyLady_. And yeah, guys, we'll see you next season. Bye. Monique, say bye.
Bye. I ain't niggas waiting. I thought you were already done.